Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to try and shortcut some of that, that really tedious travel planning. Our mission is pretty clear. Find the absolute best family golf resorts in South Africa.
A great topic.
And we're pulling our insights from the Golf Day Buddy app. They have this great article, Top Golf Resorts for Families, South Africa's Best.
Exactly. And the whole benefit here for you is finding a place where parents can play some amazing golf, but where the kids aren't just, tagging along, they're actually having a blast.
Right. It's about that peace of mind the source talks about, not just the golf course itself.
That's it.
Okay, so let's break that down. When we talk about maximizing that peace of mind, what are the non-negotiables the source highlighted?
Well, it really comes down to a few key things. Top of the list, supervised kids clubs.
Oh, that's a big one.
It's crucial. It means parents can actually go play an 18-hole round knowing their kids are safe and having fun. Then they point to having lots of different activities.
Not just a sad little playground.
No, exactly. We're talking big pools, adventure parks, nature trails, things to keep kids of all ages busy.
You know, one thing that surprised me was how much the source stressed the type of accommodation.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge deal. They're not just looking for a room with two beds. They talk about spacious family rooms, often with kitchenettes.
For the snack emergencies.
You got it. It's a massive relief for parents. That, and of course, having well-trained staff and just clear safety measures everywhere.
So if those are the ingredients, which resorts in South Africa really get the recipe right? The source points to three standouts.
Yep, three. First up, we've got Fancourt in George. It's famous for its championship courses, of course.
But the location is key for families, right?
Absolutely. It's right on the Garden Route. So for you, that means you're not just at a golf resort. You've got amazing coastal drives, beaches, hikes. It's like a nature holiday and a golf holiday rolled into one.
Okay. Then there's Sun City. This one seems like it's on another level.
It kind of is. You get the world-class golf, yes, but the real magic is the two-for-one vacation. You've got the huge water park, the Valley of the Waves.
And a safari.
And a full-on safari in the Pilanesberg Game Reserve right next door. I mean, you could finish a round of golf and be spotting the Big Five an hour later.
That sounds incredible, but it also sounds expensive. Does the article give any hints on whether that's actually doable for a family?
That's a great question. And it does. The source points out that you really need to look for the package deals.
The bundles.
Exactly. They often bundle accommodations, some activities, maybe even the golf. It makes the cost way more manageable than if you booked everything separately.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
And the third one was Arabella Golf Club.
Yeah. Arabella, which is near Hermanus. So you get these just breathtaking coastal views. But for families, the big unique thing is its location. It's a huge whale watching spot.
Oh, interesting.
So it connects the golf with this really specific, unforgettable nature experience for the whole family.
That context is everything. So once you've picked one of these places, how does the Golf Day Buddy app say you can get the most out of it?
They focus on using the resort setup to make your life easier. Take food, for example.
Right.
The source notes that these places often have like kid-only buffets or really early dinner times, like 5 p.m.
So the kids eat and then the parents can have a proper quiet dinner later.
Precisely. It's a small logistical thing that just completely changes the feel of the vacation.
And what about this idea of holistic relaxation the source mentions? It sounds a little bit corporate.
Huh. I know what you mean. But it's really about wellness that includes everyone. We're not talking about, Swedish massages for toddlers.
Okay.
It's more like guided family yoga sessions or maybe some age-appropriate spa treatments for teens. It's about finding ways to relax together.
And it all comes back to creating memories.
Absolutely. The source really stresses that the time spent together is the real value. They suggest doing the organized family golf tournaments or the guided nature walks or even just the outdoor movie nights.
Things designed to get everyone bonding.
Exactly. So the memories you take home are about more than just a golf score.
So what this all means for you, the listener, is that knowing these details, Sun City Safaris, Fancourt's location, lets you focus your search and your budget. The hard work is basically done.
Which brings up a really interesting point from the source about current trends. They mentioned that resorts are now all focusing on being eco-friendly, conservation, organic food, that sort of thing.
Right. So if being eco-friendly is becoming the new baseline, It makes you wonder.
What's next?
Yeah. What's the surprising new thing families are going to be looking for in a golf resort 5 years from now? Will every place need to have a certified wildlife protection program or something just to be considered family friendly?
It's something to think about, for sure.